Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
By the way, just hearing even Bogus reread the tweets from Abdul Carter. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's played more defense on social media than he has on the field this year for the Giants. Good God. He's sacking Dan Duggan. He can't get to a quarterback to save his life this year. Anyway, we'll continue with the calls about Abdul Carter in just a second. 888-808-1019. We wanted to get into this. So you saw Josh Naylor and the Mariners. Did you see DePoto earlier in the offseason talking about, like, Naylor was great for us, but we wish him well wherever he goes?
No, I didn't see that.
Basically dismissing it to the point where some people in the game are like, this is bad for the sport. The Mariners don't want to spend any money. Naylor was great with them.
Mm-hmm.
Only to have weeks later apparently come to an agreement with Naylor. Now, we don't have the details on the finances of it yet, but it is reportedly worth, or reportedly a 5-year deal.
Yep.
What do you think, BT, that means for Pete Alonso?
Okay, so number one, I think that it, a couple of things jumped out right away. Number one, I think the Red Sox are going to be strongly involved here. For Pete.
Okay.
I'm just talking about Pete right now. They're obviously talking about the Naylor signing, the residually, what does it mean for Pete? I think that the plan B for the Mets is now altered. Because let's say Pete goes to Boston. I know there was a report maybe Pete goes to the Orioles. They had some early interest. I don't think that's going to happen, but just responding to reports. Well, that's somebody that is now is not there for the Mets to pivot to if Pete goes somewhere else, which means they could either pony up an extra year or more money than they want to because now they're a little desperate because Naylor is staying in Seattle. They can't get him if Pete bounces. That's my first instinct. My other instinct is I think that Pete, without the qualifying offer, is going to have a much better offseason this year. We've talked about this. And with the Red Sox getting Devers off their books, here's my warning flare for Met fans, those of you who want Pete no matter what back with the Mets. If Bregman doesn't re-sign with Boston, Pete's going to be a Red Sox. That's the Lynch move. That's the linchpin move right there.
You see, I don't think Naylor was ever in the Mets thought process. So to me, that's not a fallback. The fallback option wouldn't have been, we're not going to spend X amount on Pete, so we're going to go pay Josh Naylor. Josh Naylor is a fraction of the player Pete Alonso is. Now, he's also 2.5 years younger than Pete Alonso. So when I hear 5 years for Naylor, who I think, while younger, is far inferior to Pete Alonso, also factor in that he hasn't done it in New York, my main takeaway from this is not, oh, like I saw it in the Post, the Mets missed a fallback option. Says who? When has Naylor ever been a rumor or a thought with the Mets? It's not even been the case. As a matter of fact, it's been reported on two occasions by Will Salmon of The Athletic and Andy Martino of SNY that the Mets' plan B, the immediate plan B, would be Jeff McNeil and Mark Vientos as a platoon. So, yeah, again, but the idea of Naylor has nothing to do with the Mets other than because he got 5 years, I'd have a hard time thinking Pete, a more prolific, proven power hitter, is going to get fewer than 5 years. As a matter of fact, I think now Pete's probably going to get 6.
Oh, boy.
Just a matter of how much. Now, Naylor's not going to get anything close, I wouldn't think, to where Pete's going to be.
20 a year, 120 total, something like that. Maybe slightly more than that.
I would think that Naylor's going to be less than that. If he gets that, Pete's getting more. I mean, who would you rather have? You'd rather have Naylor than Pete?
Probably not.
I'm giving you my serious answer.
Probably not. You want Pete?
No, no. Personally, I want no part of Naylor. None. Naylor could come to me and say, I'll play for 70. No, thank you. I want no part of Josh Naylor.
Why, though?
Because I saw him with the Guardians against the Yankees, and I think he's horrible, okay? So now you could say the numbers, and he's good, maybe a spark plug. I have no interest in that. Now, especially in comparison to Pete Alonso, who is proven in New York, in the postseason, in this market, all the above, has been a terrific Met. Is going to hit you minimum 30-plus home runs a year and drive at 100 runs and hit behind Soto. I just have no interest in Naylor. I could be minimizing Naylor. That's great. But if you put the two side by side, I'd much rather invest in Pete. So if you're saying 5 years for Naylor, even though he's younger, I would say minimum. I think my offer for Pete was on point at 6 for $180. That's what I was saying I'd get ahead of it.
You really won't. There's no way I would give Pete 6 years. I'm not saying he won't get it. That's different than...
Well, do the math. What's he getting for 5 years?
God, he's got it, I would say, in the neighborhood of 30. So he's done about 5 years, 150. Okay. Now it's about 6 years, 180.
If I'm saying I'm getting ahead of the market, I can't come with 5 for $150.
I'm not saying your numbers don't add up. Yeah. I'm just saying I would not want Pete Alonso for 5 or 6 years. But again, this is going to be a much better market for him. That's something I've always acknowledged. Again, without the qualifying offer, he had to bounce back with the batting average last year, which he did. He had a really good year. He shows that he fits behind Juan Soto with ample protection. So this is going to be a much better offseason for Pete, but that doesn't mean that it still equates to the right contract. That is not a move I would make.
But if Naylor's getting 5 years, I don't care that he's 2 years younger. I mean, if you're Scott Boras, if I'm Pete Alonso or Scott Boras, I'm saying he got this.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm taking less than 5 years. There's just no way.
I know. They're not the same type of player. To me, I look at it this way.
I mean, Pete got 2 years last year. He's going to get more than that, obviously.
No question. No. No, he had to prove some people that he was still... He had to bounce back this year with a vengeance, which he did. So that's why it's going to be a better market. See, the only thing about Pete, right, and this goes back to the conversation of whether it's about Bellinger or some other players, like... To me, and you'll see this will weed back to Pete and Naylor. To me, a guy like Bellinger could go 0-for-4, and he could help you. He could play left, center, right, first base, go first to home on a double in the gap, first to third on a base hit to right field, steal a base, have an 8-9 pitch at bat, flick a little, flick some foul balls, even if he doesn't make it, get on base or get a hit. There is value in Bellinger doing little baseball things that show up night to night that Pete Alonso does not have. And I think most people would agree with that. Alonso, the superior power hitter, clearly, but they're different. When Pete doesn't go yard, to me, Pete doesn't help you win at all. And that's why there's no way I'm going to go for 6 years. Whereas Naylor, at 5 years, of course, Pete is, it's not even close. He is twice the power hitter he is Naylor. But in terms of, batting average, a little more aptitude on the bases, better hands, and then...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And by the way, defensively, the metrics back this up. Go to Savant if you don't believe me. Better speed on the bases. Naylor could go 0-for-4 and can help you win more than Pete. So I'm not saying...
I got you.
I think that when Pete doesn't hit a home run, there's very little that Pete does.
Okay, but
very little,
but
if anything.
But he's great.
Except Scoop, pardon me. No, Hoff's ready to jump down my throat. I know. He's the scooper.
He led the league in doubles.
Yeah. And doubles too, that's true.
But also, even if he just hit home runs, he's great at that. Josh Naylor is a money ball guy. I'm not talking about specifically his skill set. I'm talking about broke teams go after Josh Naylor because they can't afford Pete Alonso. This is New York. Look at Josh Naylor's numbers. 1 year he had 31 and 108, and that year in the postseason, I'm pretty sure was the year I was referring to.
Yeah.
Why didn't think he was any good in the postseason? He also hit 243 that year. He's a career 269 hitter. Pete Alonso, you say, well, he's got the batting average, 253 career hitter.
Mm-hmm.
He hit 272 a year ago. The OPS for Pete, career, 857. Naylor, 777. Like, you're talking about a poor man's Pete Alonso.
I think Naylor's a different player than when he came in. I do. I think he's one. Like, Pete, and listen, this happens in baseball. Pete entered the major leagues, and he was a stud. He was hitting the cover off the ball. He was a masher. Naylor, it took him a while to get going. And since he's gotten going, you know, he is a higher average, higher contact, lower strikeout. He doesn't strike out at all. Dude, he struck out less than 85 times last year. He hit 295. The year before that, he struck out less than 70 times.
And what
he hit 308.
No, what are you talking about, 308?
In 2023, he hit 308.
In 2024, he hit 240.
I understand. I'm saying 295 with the in 2025.
2025, this year, he had 295.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the year before, he had 240.
He had 243. What did he do the year before? 308.
Okay, and what did he do before that? 256, 256, 247.
But I'm saying he's getting better as he's getting older. That is a little bit of a sandwich year where he went down. I'm not here to celebrate 243.
Not to mention his 20 is paltry, 20 home runs. I mean, 20 home runs, good God.
Well, number one, he's been in some weaker lineups. I mean, if you put him around some studs, I think he's going to get more pitches to hit. The Guardians have two hitters.
Put it this way. The combination, and I want no part of this. I'm on record of saying this. The combination of Mark Vientos and Jeff McNeil could produce 20 homers and 92 ribbies.
Yeah, but are they going to hit 295?
McNeil was a batting champion.
He was. He was so good. Yeah. Why does everybody want to get rid of him?
Yeah, I don't want him.
That batting championship's collecting a lot of dust. He's not the same guy the last 3 years.
I don't want him, but if you're just picking and choosing 1 year, I mean, Josh Naylor's had two good years.
Two out of three.
Yeah,
out of three very good years.
Yeah, and what about what about all the years before that?
He's gotten better with age.
If I want a batting average,
it happens.
Why not just go get Luis Arraez, who's a better hitter? He's got better batting
average. He can. He'll hit you 125 singles. He can't run. He can't field. He can't throw. I mean, if that's what you're looking for, then Arraez is the guy that you should sign. Listen, I'm going to answer it this way. Now, dude, this doesn't mean that I'm right. Yeah. All I'm saying is, let's say the Yankees made the determination, because I'm going to personalize this, because I think this will further, kind of speak to what I believe, right or wrong. If the Yankees say, you know what, man, we don't believe in Wells. We're gonna trade Wells, make Rice the catcher. We got to find a first baseman. You know, I want to win a championship. If you said, would you rather have Pete at first base or Naylor at first base for the Yankees, I would take Naylor.
Right, but I think he fits them better because they don't need power necessarily. They need some of the other stuff.
And you make it seem like he's hitting seven home runs. I mean, he's going to hit 20 home runs.
20 home runs?
Yeah.
That's probably be the worst on the Yankees.
No, but I'm saying even for the Mets, or for Seattle.
The Mets need a power hitter to hit
behind
Juan
Soto. But
there's
other ways to get that. Go and get Schwarber. Go get Bregman. There's other ways to get power.
No, but Pete is
get Bellinger.
Pete is proven here. I take Bellinger in addition to Pete. If I'm talking about replacing that bat, the Mets don't have that power bat. Naylor is not it.
I know he's not. I agree. I'm not saying he's a power guy.
I'm just saying you would sign. And again, we don't know the finances of it. All I know is that if Naylor's getting 5 years, and I'm Pete Alonso and his agent, I'm doing a happy dance last night saying, this guy got 5 years.
It was a good night for Pete. I'm going to meet you halfway there. Well, think about this. But if it's 5 years, he made $10.5 million last year, Naylor did. So let's say it's 5 years and let's say you get up to the neighborhood of 15,
18, right,
16,
whatever,
okay, just south of 20. Mm-hmm. And to me, when you look at what Pete does well, which clearly is put balls in the seat, which is superior to Naylor, the other things that matter to me, just my evaluation, I think Naylor's better at. So I can make a very easy case, rather than giving Pete 32, 33, 30, whatever the number might be, for 6 years, which is what I don't want to do, I would rather give Naylor 5 years at 15, 16, 17, take that money, sprinkle it around, get a better team.
Right. Understood.
That's all I'm saying.
You have that philosophy. I'm fine with building a team. It would just be around Soto and Alonso, with Alonso as the primary DH, so I'm keeping that power, his greatest asset, in the lineup. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Carl is on Staten Island. What's up, Carl?
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, lifelong Met fan. I'm 49 years old. I don't want to hear none of this. Sign Alonso. He is a homegrown elite power hitter. I'm tired of David Stearns. We got Uncle Steve. We don't got the Wilpons no more. Sign this guy. We got to win now. I'm tired of David Stearns. He thinks he's smarter than everybody else. He never threw a baseball or hit a baseball in his life. He sits behind a computer. Let's go and win. This is New York. This is not Pittsburgh.
Carl, let me ask you a question, Carl. What outside of hitting, and I'm being serious. I'm not trying to like be a jerk. Outside of hitting home runs, what does Pete do above league average?
Pete Alonso is a home.
That's not what I'm asking. That's not what I'm asking.
Power hitter. He's not as bad as a fielder as everyone talks that he is, because he's just not.
Okay.
He hits doubles the middle of a lineup. You put somebody behind him, a real hitter behind him. You go and spend the money. Like, let's say a Schwarber or somebody else.
Yeah.
Pete Alonso is a staple in a lineup.
Carl, he's a staple in a lineup that's won nothing. Now, I'm not saying it's his fault, but he's also a staple core member of a team that I think needs a pretty good overhaul in terms of their DNA. That's what I think.
I agree with you.
Okay.
But there's other areas that need to be... You know, more of a
addressed.
You got to take care of them.
Well,
center field,
left field. I mean, would the Mets be? And thank you for the call, Carl.
Thanks,
would the Mets be better off keeping Brandon Nimmo and investing that money in Brandon Nimmo, or paying Pete Alonso?
That Pete.
Okay, so just because they screwed up with the Nimmo one doesn't mean that they should screw up and now let Pete go. So my point is, I agree that they need to change the core of this team. I've been saying it for how many years now? I'm tired of saying it. I hope that David Stearns wakes up and does change the core of this team. It's just not working. It hasn't worked to the levels that you needed to work consistently since 2022. Move on from Brandon Nimmo. I would look to trade Lindor. They're never going to do that, and that doesn't mean that it's right. I could be right. They could be wrong. We'll find out. But I would not let Pete's power go. Forget. I don't even care that he's got the record. I couldn't care less where he's come from, homegrown. I don't care about that. That means nothing. What I care about is building a ball club that can win. Pete Alonso, I would argue, and you know I love Juan Soto more than any Met, he was their MVP last year. He produces runs. That's what he does. He led the league in doubles. He hits with power. He'll drive in runs. He can come up clutch. He's been proven in the postseason. So there are many attributes to like about Pete Alonso's game. The one I'd be investing in is his power bat and have him be the primary DH moving forward.
Listen, if he would say, I'll DH 70, 80 games, and you brought this up a while ago, I just don't think he would consent to that, because it takes a lot of pride in his defense, and he does have a good scoop rate. You know, so, and he's worked hard. Like, he went from being a stiff over there to being functional. Although, you can't throw, I can't trust you. You know, we saw plays, whether it was Vladdy at first base for Toronto, the Dodgers have won a bunch of championships. Freddie Freeman, I know he's getting older, is an elite defensive first baseman. Like, this is not a position you could just kind of, he'll figure it out. You know, he's okay, but, when's he going to have to really turn to 3-6-3 double play or shoot somebody down at the plate in the eighth inning in a one-run game? I don't ignore that. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm looking to just get rid of him without any sort of conversation. I'm just not going over the top to bring him back. And I'm also open to looking at other possibilities. Now, Naylor is no longer a possibility because he signed. But if he was not signed, he was a guy that I thought could have fit the Mets well.
And if you're not going to bring Pete back, then there's a lot of work to be done. I'm not saying they can't do it or they won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it would start with trading either Nimmo or Lindor, and then bringing in Bellinger minimum. If they lose Pete, they have to get Bellinger. I don't see how the Mets offensively or defensively, whatever their line, I'm just talking about outside of pitching. I don't see how the Mets get better if they lose Pete and don't get Bellinger. It would have to be something that I'm not seeing, something that's, and by the way, it'd have to be multiple trades, because I don't even know if there's a player out on the trade market that would make them better without Pete Alonso and not adding Cody Bellinger.
That's a good way to look at it. I'm talking trades, obviously, not just position players, but you trade for Schuble, you got McClain.
Yeah, pitching.
Maybe you sign Suarez. Well, but think about that. If the pitching is upgraded and it's Schuble, it's Suarez, and it's McClain. Well, just at 1-2-3.
Yeah.
Now I respect Nimmo. I don't think he's as good as some Met fans do, but I still think there's a way where the Mets could, even without Bellinger, I mean, they could still be better than 83 wins. Now, I know that that's not the ultimate barometer, but, maybe some of these kids coming up are the real deal. and they actually fit in, and they...
You'd be taking Pete off of that team.
I know, it's a risk. It's a risk. And by the way...
It's not that they can't win without Pete. I'm saying that if they lose Pete, they have to get Bellinger. You can't come away.
Well, you could get Bregman. I would still say that there's a way to... Getting Bellinger helps. You put him right at first base. But I also think there's a way to go out there and, you know, maybe you get a Bregman and a Lewis Robert to play center. Like, there's some sort of, you know, multiple free agent signings where you could at least put maybe not a better lineup, but a different lineup out there with Pete. And then, obviously, with a ton of pitching, maybe that's a different way to go. I don't know. I mean, this is a very big offseason, and Stearns, I wouldn't want to be Stearns right now because he's got to crush it. And if he has an average offseason, Mets, that's not going to be an easy season next year. He's got to have a really good couple of months.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.